Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo, sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
You are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM. You're on Heart to Heart. I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. That was Thabo Mafuane. I know that I am loved. We are loved. Our Lord Jesus Christ, like, really loves us. And he went to the cross so that you and I might have life eternal. So we know that we are loved. And those are awesome, beautiful sounds coming to you live from Studio 5 at Radio Pulpit. I'm now joined by Pastor Ernest Kwadi. Hi, Muruti. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm doing
no, well. No. Just how sing, Muruti. Just sing. I can tell that you are in that spirit as well. You feel like singing.
Oh, yeah. That's so correct. That's so true. We really bless the Lord. You know, God always revives us.
Yeah. Muruti, let me ask you a question. Am I on speaker?
Yes, yes.
Can you take me off?
All right. No problem. I'll do so.
Thank you so much, Muruti. I can tell that Muruti sounds like he's talking from somewhere. Ay, go khakala. Hi, Muruti.
Yeah. Yes, Bunyile.
Much better.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. So,
thank you.
You sounded like you are in this bucket.
Oh, all right. Okay. Yeah. No, I was putting on my headphones, but yeah, I'm able to hear you.
Ask Isimuruti that you have to take off your headphones. But God is so good. So today, Muruti, we are profaning the marriage covenant. Tell us what kind of a covenant is this? When we're saying we are in a covenant, a marriage covenant, what kind of a covenant is it?
Yeah, remember, marriage is an institution, and this institution was instituted by God Himself. It is not a man-made institution. So there is a covenant that which we have entered into together with the Lord. And as you are asking that very question, I'm really reminded of the passage of scripture where in Malachi, and we will read through Malachi chapter 2, verse number 14. The Bible tells us to say, God has been a witness between you and your partner or your wife or your husband. So now, because God has been a witness, it means that there is a covenant that which we are entering into. And the covenant, it is between us and the Lord. Now, it is very much important to note that marriage is actually the reflection, you know, of the church and Jesus Christ. The church being the bride and Christ being the groom. And everything that which we do here on earth, it must resemble the institution that which God created. It should not resemble any man-made institution, because it was created by God and was created for God. So now, if you are in a marriage, you are in a covenant that was instituted by Christ Himself here on earth. Now, when we talk about marriage, we are talking about an institution that is in the heart of God. That is why we are saying today we are profaning the marriage covenant. And when we say we are profaning the marriage covenant, remember, to profane anything is to actually treat it disrespectfully or abusively. To profane, Sibongile, may also mean or to describe a derogatory remark or any behavior that disregard the moral bounds.
Okay.
It's very much important that to say we really need to understand the principles of God as relayed to marriage.
Yeah.
Marriage, according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 4, the Bible tells us that marriage should be honored by everybody. So you and I, we must be in a position where we will honor marriage. We will respect marriage. We are not supposed to be unfaithful as it comes to marriage. We really need to observe the principles of the Lord so that in turn, we are able to receive blessings that comes with marriage. When God instituted marriage, he also put blessings to say those who are in this covenant, they are going to enjoy the, you know, the blessings that comes with marriage. Now, profaning marriage, our position as a church, it is to at all times make sure that we don't do things that which will make us fight with God. We don't do things that which will make us, you know, to disrespect or to abuse marriage. And I want to draw your attention as we look into the book of Malachi. The book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse number 11. It shows us that God takes marriage very serious. It is us people who normally we undermine marriage. We undermine the values of marriage. We treat marriage, you know, as something that is very low. But when it comes to God, God really takes marriage very serious. Now, in Malachi chapter 2, verse number 11, the Bible tells us, Judah hath dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah profaned the holiness of the Lord, which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange god. Now, I'm interested in this word. For Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord, which he loved. Now, when you read these words, you realize that these words are simply telling us to say God loves marriage. God is interested in marriage. Unfortunately, Judah dealt with this aspect of marriage in a deceitful manner, in an unworthy manner, in an unfaithful way. And the Bible tells us, it says, this institution that is called marriage, it is the institution that God loves. You know, the heart of God, it is there. But unfortunately, when it comes to Judah, he dealt with it treacherously. And this brought a challenge between Judah and God. That is why today, as a church, we need to be educated about the importance of treating marriage well. Because marriage, it is a gift that God has given us so that it reflects who he is. It must reflect the qualities, the nature of God. Now, if we treat marriage in a different way other than the way that which God, you know, created it, then it reflects back to God as though God is not, you know, being able to create holy things or being able to create good institutions. The institution must be well taken care of by us as children of God. So when you look at the institution, marriage, you realize that according to Matthew, Malachi chapter 2, verse number 11, the Bible teaches us to say God takes, you know, seriously marriage. Mm. And this passage also shows that God loves marriage and he takes it very, very, very serious. If people will undermine marriage, God will not undermine marriage. Now, what is our role as children of God when it comes to the aspect of marriage? The big question that one can ask is this, Sibongile, that are we or are you, you particularly, who is found to be in this institution, are you treating your marriage disrespectfully and abusively? Is that what you are doing? And if yes, you are doing that, what are the principles of God as related to the behavior that which you are showing in this institution? But there is a way that which one can come before the throne of the Lord and say, Lord, I was not aware that I was not treating this institution.
I was not honoring.
Respectful. I was not honoring this institution. And one can always come before the throne of the Lord and say, Father, help me. God, forgive me. Lack of commitment, Sibongile. Financial difficulties. We're talking about poor communication. We're talking about incompatibility. We're talking about substance abuse. I mean, you can mention a number of problems and challenges that leads us as children of God, you know, not to honor this institution. We can talk about adultery. We can talk about emotional neglect. We can talk more even about unresolved, you know, challenges that which we find ourselves in as married people, neglecting, you know, the partner. We can talk about power battles within this institution that is called marriage, sexual dissatisfaction. These are some of the reasons one can treat his or her marriage with disrespect. But at the end of the day, what is the Lord saying to us? God is calling us to say we really need to come to him with a repenting heart and ask him to lead us, to cleanse us as we give our lives to him, to ask him to forgive us. In a case where your spouse treats the marriage with disrespect. Yes, how do you handle that situation? Do you say, no, I'm going to behave the same way as well? No. The Bible says the heart of God is in marriage. Now, God is calling us to say, we really need to do an introspection.
Right.
Let's look deep into our hearts. Let's check how we treat each other in our, you know, this covenant that which we have entered in into. Where God is a witness. Remember, Swingile, when we marry people, we say in the presence of God and in the presence of these witnesses, do you so and so vow? Now, when we utter those words, we are actually emphasizing and conscientizing the church, even those who are getting married, to say it is not just the utterance of words, but it is about God himself being the witness on the vows that you are doing. And at times you will hear people saying for better,
for worse,
yes, in sickness, and in good health, until death
do us part.
Yes, you will hear people mentioning those words. But when they mention those words, people need to understand that it is not only by mentioning the words, God is present in that union. The covenant that is being made at that time, God is a witness himself, including all the people who will be at your wedding celebration at that time. Now, he takes the marriage serious. Now, after all these vows that you have made, then you see someone in a marriage covenant start or is beginning to have, you know, lack of commitment. You're no longer committed to your partner because of various reasons. Because of financial constraints, difficulties, then the communication becomes another, it becomes impaired and so on. Now, at the end of the day, your marriage is being treated disrespectfully. Your marriage, there is no longer faithfulness. Your marriage, there is, you know, deceit in your marriage. And but does this glorify God? Of course not. And what is the Lord saying? God is saying we need to introspect ourselves so that when other people who do not know Christ, they should be able to see your union and glorify God about your union. Because the union of marriage must be a reflection towards God. It must point people to the Lord. Your neighbors, Sibongile, your colleagues at work, your friends, they must be able, when they look and when they see, when they watch, they must be able to see Christ in your marriage union. But unfortunately, today things are really turning upside down. People marry because they want to have a jackpot, you know. They rush to get even into in community of property because they have studied the situation, you know, and they are sure to say, once I am married in community
of property, I have it all. Whatever that he has or she has, it's mine.
Yes, exactly. You see, and these are some of the challenges that which would make people to not honor the institution that which God created. But our prayer is that the Lord should help us to really be able to honor the Lord. If you can check again in verse number 14 on the book of Malachi chapter 2, verse number 14, the Bible tells us, it says, because the Lord has been witness between you, thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously. Now, when you read this passage of scripture, it is very clear that people are able to break their promises against each other. And this is, you know, what we are talking about when we are saying profaning the marriage covenant. The wife of your youth, you married her, or the man of your youth, you married him because you loved this man. You married this woman because you loved her. But today, you have forgotten all the promises that you have made by the time you were standing in front of the marriage officer, in front of the pastor, in front, even in the presence of God, in the presence of, you know, all the witnesses who were there. You have forgotten about all those promises. And then the Bible says it is because you know that you have broken your promise. People are not scared today to break their promises. The promises that they have made, the promises that they have vowed, even in the presence of the Lord, to say, I marry you because I love you.
All right.
In today, nowadays, because
I marry you because I'm looking at business.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to gain something. That's where the problem is. Yeah.
That's where the problem is, Sibongile. Yes. And today, these are the last days, that which we are living in.
Right.
The reasons that makes people to enter marriage, these are wrong reasons.
Okay.
And people will make vows because I want you to take care of me. I am unemployed. I don't have any source of income.
Okay.
If I can just get a man who can take care of me, or if I can get a woman who can take... Now, reasons of getting into this union are not actually correct.
All right.
And this, they make you to forget.
Okay.
The
word of the Lord, what the word says about marriage. Okay, Murut, let's take a break and then come back. Family, you have sent the message and you said, Shalom, my queen, and Pastor Khwadi, does this include Lobola, Murut? I'm not quite sure if I do understand. Murut, do you understand the question? I'm not quite sure if I do understand.
Yeah, maybe I will explain. I don't know if I can explain it now or maybe we should take it.
Oh, okay, a quick one.
Okay, well, Lobola, let me talk about Lobola. Once Lobola is paid, you are married. You need to understand that once Lobola negotiations have taken place, according to the customary law, you are married. Even if the Lobola is not paid in full, please be aware that you are married. And you cannot just decide to dissolve marriage by way of talking to your spouse to say, go this direction, I will go this direction. You are legally married.
Okay.
So that is what we are talking about.
So you're legally married, especially that the uncles would have that letter from both sides. Both uncles on both sides, they have a letter to show that they have signed. Yeah, it's a legal document. It's binding.
It is binding. Yeah. It is, yes.
This family has given this one this much. If there's something that's running short, they write it down. But you are legally married, even if you don't have the certificate.
Even if you were not present on that day when the negotiations were taking place.
Yes.
They gathered there in your name, and they have signed those documents. Now, those documents are legally binding.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a break. We are coming back with Muruti Khwadima family. And we'll build it. We'll keep on building it because we want to do things in a way that will glorify the Lord, especially where marriage is concerned.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Christian radio for every soul.
And that is Radio Pulpit for you. and we are your daily companion. 23 minutes it is, just before 3, and at 3 o'clock you have Germany Johan Else on something else. He'll ride with you, throughout up until Sus Eid. He'll be with you on something else. Then at 4 o'clock he continues with you on Spectrum Thought. Sesir, and after Sesir, Pastor Ray Lichori on Tuesday Live, he will be right behind the mic. So you don't want to miss what we have for you today. Do stay tuned. Do not touch the dial. I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Khwadi, and we are talking about profaning the marriage covenant. This is where we at today. And I see Muruti Kahlulo Alpheus Melatu says marriages. Oh. He is just quoting what you said, Murut.
Okay.
Marriages should point people to the Lord. This is so true and powerful. Thank you so much, Pastor Khwadi. And, okay, Murut, I have an ask. Where we're talking about profaning the marriage covenant. Sometimes you do not plan to become attracted to a person, right?
And again,
you do not plan to be attracted to another person outside of your marriage.
You do not plan. Is that the question?
No, I am not done. I'm still saying.
Oh.
We do not plan. But now when you find yourself attracted to another person and doing something, taking steps, following up that person, proposing or accepting a proposal from that person, then that's where you are putting your marriage at risk. You are disrespecting because you are married.
Yeah.
But now, say you find yourself attracted, and every day you see this woman or this man, a song comes in. What do you do to make sure that it's dealt with? You don't find yourself disrespecting, or have you already started disrespecting by just seeing and being attracted? I'm thinking about when the Lord Jesus Christ says, if you are looking at a woman and you want to sleep with her, you've already done it.
Yes. We need to guard against, and we need to overcome the temptation. These things do happen. For sure you have heard to say, even on social media, Pastor so-and-so and so on, this is what happened. Now, the reality is that these things do happen, but we are given the power to overcome all these temptations. The problem comes when you give it attention. The problem comes when the other person is attracting or is, he lures you, then you are lured into that temptation. The Bible teaches us that in such temptations, we really need to run away. You are given the right. And again, the Bible teaches us to say in every test, in every temptation that which we face, God will always open a door for us to be able to escape. If you are in the bonds of marriage, you need to know how to draw a line. You know that you are not supposed to be texting another person of a different gender, spending time with that particular person, because at the end of the day, it is leading to the sin of adultery and so on. That's where the passage of scripture that which you have quoted, where the Lord Jesus is saying, if you look, at a woman with a lustful eye, already you have committed that act. So we really need to preserve ourselves as children of God and be in a position to protect ourselves and even to protect our marriage, so that we keep our marriage very pure and clean. The temptations are there, but remember, a temptation is not a sin. It becomes a sin if you can continually give it attention and you start to think about that particular person who is attracting you. At times he says he wants to buy you a 12 rand airtime and you become happy and so on, and not knowing that this is a trap. Yes, it happens. And somebody will buy you a cell phone and then you are happy, but you must also realize that if you accept the gift from a person, how are you going to tell your spouse to say this gift comes from this other person? Mm. Will your spouse be happy to hear that? Mm. No, of course he's not going to be happy. Mm. You see, so these are some of the challenges that as children of God, we must be able to overcome. And also to further make an input in that question. The Bible in verse number 14 of the book of Malachi, chapter 2, it says to us, because he knows you have broken your promise to the wife you married when you were young. Mm. You see, when we talk about breaking the promises, this is what we are talking about, accepting gifts and not being able to declare them at home. To your spouse. Mm. Because if another man is giving you, you know, a cell phone, will you tell, or a perfume, you know, will you tell your husband to say, by the way, this perfume was given to me by this? Obviously, you are really breaking the promise that which you have made. Focus on your spouse. Focus on your husband. Focus on your wife. Protect yourself, protect your marriage, protect your husband against all these things. Now, if you continue with that verse, it says, she was your partner and you have broken your promise to her.
Yeah.
Although you promised before God that you would be faithful to her.
Mm.
Many marriages fall apart because people do not know where to draw a line.
Okay.
And if you do not know where to draw a line, you are going to accept the things which are not okay. Maybe let's look into verse number 15.
Mm.
The book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse number 15. It tells us, it says, God made you one body and spirit with her. Mm. So you are one body. There are certain things that which you can do that your spouse do not know, but somewhere, somehow, there will be a conflict. You know, your spouse may be able to detect or may be able to sense to say, man, you know what, there are things that are not going right. If you are not able to disclose, there is a behavior that which you are going to show. You may not be aware, but somehow if your husband or if your wife is aware or he knows you, he will be able to pick up certain red flags to say, but here, there is something that I don't understand. Why? It is because God made you one body and one spirit with her. That's why the Bible tells us to say, the two shall become one. And you are one indeed. You share many things because you are now joined by the Lord.
Okay.
And in verse number 16, God is saying, I hate it when one of you does such cruel things to his wife. You see, if you do, you are actually profaning the marriage covenant. And I will show you, Sbongile, when we talk about the hypocrisy in marriage, we are referring issues where a spouse is unable to disclose. You have multiple emails, email addresses. Your spouse does not even know. You chat with people. You have got an extra SIM card. You use it to communicate with, and your spouse. Your phone has a pin code that your spouse is not able to access it, and so on. Why can't we be transparent?
Mm.
Because failing to disclose small issues, they will make one to be doubtful in your marriage and to worry. Some other people, you will see them when they answer phones, they will slowly
go outside
yes, and have a conversation. What is it that you are hiding, Swain?
Yeah.
What is it that you are discussing to a point where
Your spouse doesn't have to hear what you're talking about.
You know, yes. Now, God is saying in verse number 16, I hate it when one of you does such cruel things. This is what we are talking about, profaning marriage covenant. And God is saying, make sure that you do not break your promise to
your spouse,
you know, to be faithful, to be faithful to your wife.
All right.
We are calling upon our brothers and sisters to be right with God and to be right with their spouses.
Okay. Another family member says, thank you for, I think this is Kani Mutlong. I hope the name there comes through correctly. And thank you for a great topic, even for us singles. So it's a great topic even for the single people. And Kilebogile Maremani from Palapie in Botswana. Hello, Botswana. Dumelang,
oh,
Botswana.
Hello. Oh, yes.
And Kilebogile says, good afternoon, Sister Sibongile and Muruti. Thank you so much for the message. I like it where Muruti is saying God is a witness in the presence of marriage. Powerful, powerful message, Muruti. Blessings
That's
to you.
Ke
nagana Muruti wa ba itse ko Palapie.
I know, I know Kilebogile Kopalabie, yes, I know her. And thank you so much, Kilebogile, blessings to you, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, and Kilebogile, le ga moruti a se teng, a etleng, o tsene mo Radio Pupi, to ska emela moruti kwa di fela. O tsene, o tsamaye le rona gona mo. Yeah, we are a daily companion. Now, Muruti, a quick one. Should then, if I find myself in that state in Nekibutsakayona earlier on, should I tell my spouse? Somebody says, if you have something, a secret, something that's happening to you, a temptation, expose it and you will win the battle. So should I expose it to my partner to say, yo, kananane, hey, kananane.
Swangile, my advice is that please find someone else who is more matured, that you can talk to other than your spouse, because you know these things may not be interpreted well, no matter how good you put it across to your spouse. So my advice is that keep it to yourself, pray about it, overcome it. Should maybe you are not able, get somebody whom you trust, someone who is very strong in the Lord and who understand God's principles. Talk to this person. Don't talk to your wife. Mm. Don't talk to your husband. Mm. If you talk to your husband to say,
you might ruin things.
Come again?
You might ruin things.
You might ruin things because, you know, you are going to create a negative, you know, perception towards your spouse against that particular person. And even when there is nothing, your partner may think that thing is still there and so on. So you will be creating a problem that may not be be able to be resolved anytime soon. So my advice is that do find someone who is more matured, discuss this with that particular person, let him or let her help you overcome, but never tell your partner about it.
How far do you honor or have to honor your marriage? Muruti said that even with Lobola, you are married. So how married are you? Are you fully married? If it's just Lobola, or when do we say now you are fully married and you have to honor 110% of
The moment those documents are signed, the agreement is signed, you are fully married.
Okay.
And remember also, I do advise people to say, even when you are sending your family to go and negotiate, you must also know whether you are entering into in community of property or out of community of property. If you send your family to go for the negotiations and you believe to say after the negotiations you will enter into a out of community of property, it doesn't work like that. You must sign first what we call the antenuptial contract, should you not want to go for the in-community of property before the negotiations. Mm-hmm. In other words, should you want to marry out of community of property, before the negotiations, you must have signed the antenuptial contract. Once the negotiations take place, that marriage will be regarded as in community of property. But if you are together with your partner going for in community of property, then you don't have a problem. It is the in community of property that is going to be regarded in that marriage. So you are 100% married.
All right, we are at closing now. We are closing. We are left with actually 2 minutes. Goodness, good. Masugu says we are learning in marriage. We protect each other. Siyabonga Mfundisi, blessings to you.
Amen.
And Mana Lady would like to ask, Hi Sibongile and Ntate Moruti, is it a sin to be married in polygamy? Meaning to, okay, she was just explaining. So I think she wrote it in Sesotho, so I just interpreted Sitebu in polygamy. So is it a sin?
Well, according to the Bible, God does not allow us to be in a polygamous marriage. But remember the principles and the laws of the Republic of South Africa. You can register or you can enter into a polygamous marriage with the Republic of South Africa, yes. But as relate to the principles of God, the Bible encourages us to have a one man, one woman. So I would say that defies the principles of God.
And if you find yourself, you're already in there, you continue, right?
If you find yourself already being in a polygamous marriage, you continue. You cannot divorce, or separate. You continue. There are people that which we know, those who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, while they are in this, type of a marriage. You continue in that marriage.
All righty then. Muruti, let's close it quickly. What do we say in closure? You have to come back for a part two. So we're not going to pray today, but what do we say as we close?
Yeah. In conclusion, Sibongile, we are saying God is ready to give us blessings. Let us adhere to the principles of the Lord. Let us honor God in our marriage. Let us make sure that we protect our marriage and we become faithful. And let's talk and enhance the love that which God has given us, especially when we are joined with, a partner from our youth. And may the Lord God Almighty continue to do us well.
So you are Ernest Kwadi on all socials. And if we'd like to be in contact with you, maybe via WhatsApp, how do we do so?
082-470-6408. That is my contact number. Otherwise, on Facebook is PS Ernest Ezekiah Kwadi.
All righty then. The number again?
082-470-6408.
Thank you so much, Muruti. We are coming back. Agirka part two. We have to. Arafeta.
Yes. That's correct. Oh, yes. That's
and
correct.
I see Kahlulo is excited about a part two. Tommy Futi also thanking you, saying, Mfundisi, you nailed it.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you, Muruti.
God bless you.
Have a blessed one.
Amen. Amen.
And family, thank I'm signing off. Oh, bye-bye, Muruti. And I'm signing out to my family. Let's meet in the morning. I'm talking to two doctors, actually a doctor, Dr. Tlailani. I'm also talking to a gynecologist. And I'm also talking to Ntate Vusi Sape, who is a dietitian. We are talking about bacterial vaginosis at 10 o'clock. So do call in for everybody who's menopausing, anybody who's going through menstrual issues, but our main focus will be bacterial vaginosis. So you can go look for what is bacterial vaginosis all about. And you can ask your questions. When you sometimes there's this fishy smell. bad smell that comes out and a bad discharge, itchiness, that could be bacterial vaginosis. Let's find out more about it on Just For You in the morning at 9 o'clock. Next up is Germany. Johan Elswin, we say hello to Germany.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.